Shlishi. The pasuk continues, Vayikra Yaakov Shem HaMokom Peniel. And Yaakov called the name of this place Peniel. Ki ra'isi Elokim ponim el ponim, because I saw a malach face to face. Vatinotel nafshi, and my soul was saved. Peniel means ponim kale. I saw the face of a malach. Vayizrach le Hashemesh kasher ovar es Penuel. And the sun rose for him when he passed and left Penuel. What does it mean the sun rose for Yaakov? Did the sun rise only for Yaakov and not for the rest of the world? Rashi in his first pshat answers that this is the way people speak. People say, when we came to this and this place, the sun shone for us. Even though it was shining for the whole world, but people say it was shining for us. Here also the pasuk says that when Yaakov left Penuel, the sun rose for him. Rashi in his second shot takes it literally and says that the sun actually did rise just for Yaakov. Because when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he came to the Mokom HaMikdash 20 years earlier, the sun set early in order that Yaakov should sleep in the Mokom HaMikdash. 20 years later, the hours of the day that were missing were made up when the sun rose early over here in order to heal Yaakov through the rays of the sun, to heal him from his limp. And he was limping on his thigh. Before the sun shone, he was limping. But after the sun rose, it healed Yaakov and he stopped limping. Over here we see in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the place was called Penuel. But in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Pasuk calls them Shem HaMokom Peniel with a Yud. And the Radak says that is because the Oisiyos, the letters, Aleph, Hey, Vav and Yud are mischalfois, are interchangeable. And therefore, since Yud and Vav are interchangeable, Peniel and Penuel are really one and the same. Al-Kain, therefore, because of this episode, Lo Yoichlu V'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNoshe, the B'nei Yisrael do not eat the Gid that jumped, Asher Al-Kaf HaYorech, which is on the ball of the thigh bone, Ad Hayom Hazeh, they do not eat this Gid until this day. Kinoga bekaf yoroch Yaakov, because the malach, the sar of Esav, struck the ball of the thigh bone of Yaakov, begid hanoshe, in the gid hanoshe. Vayisa Yaakov enov, and Yaakov picked up his eyes. Vayarani saw, vihine Esav bo, behold Esav came, viimoy arba meis ish, and with him were 400 men. Vayachatz es hayelodim aleo val rochel vashtei hashvachos, and he divided his children on Leah, on Rachel, and on the two maidservants. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar asks that over here we see that all the children were in one camp. Everybody was together. Didn't we learn earlier in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, Vayachatz es ha'om asher itoy l'shnei machanois, that he divided everybody into two camps, and he said if Esav will come to one camp, the other camp will be able to escape. Over here we see there's only one camp. Everybody was together. And the Netziv answers that originally Yaakov was afraid of Esav, but once he was victorious over Sarai Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, he was not afraid of Esav anymore, and therefore he placed everybody back together in one camp. And he placed the maidservants and their children first. And then Leah and her children later. Ves Rochel ves Yosef achronim, and then Rochel and Yosef last. Achron achron choviv, the further back, the more beloved. Since the danger was in front, the ones that were placed further back were more beloved, and Rochel and Yosef were placed all the way in the back. This shows that Rochel and Yosef were the most beloved. The Mefarshim ask that we see in Parshas Vayeshev that the brothers were jealous of Yosef by the fact that Yaakov liked Yosef the best. Why weren't they jealous over here? We see that Rachel and Yosef were placed last, which shows that Yosef was more beloved than all the other children. Why wasn't there a jealousy over here? And the Mefarshim answer, because at this point Binyamin was not born yet. The only child of Rachel was Yosef. Therefore the brothers were able to be toile and blame the favoritism of Yaakov toward Yosef, because this was Rachel's son. And everybody knew that Rachel was Yaakov's favorite wife. So Yosef's favoritism was based on the fact that he was Rachel's son. But later on, when Binyamin was born, now Rachel had two children. So why was he showing favoritism to only one, to Yosef? This cannot be because this is Rachel's child. Because if that was the fact, then he would show favoritism to Binyamin also. That's why, first in Parshas Vayeshev, after Binyamin was born, the brothers started their jealousy. But at this point, they were able to be toile it in the fact that Yosef was Rachel's son. And the pasuk continues, "Vehu avar lifnehem," and Yaakov went before them. Yaakov said, "If Esav wants to fight, let him fight with me first." Vayishtachu arzo sheva pa'omim, and he bowed down to the ground 7 times before Esav. Argishtoi ad ochiv, until he came close to his brother. Vayoretz Esav likrosoi, and Esav ran toward Yaakov. Vayichabekehu, and he hugged him. Since he saw that he bowed down so many times to him, his mercy warmed up towards Yaakov. Vayipoil al tzavarov, and he fell on his neck. Vayishokehu, and Esav kissed Yaakov. Vayivku, and they both cried. If you notice, there are dots on the word Vayishokehu. Rashi brings down a machlokes in the Brisa in the Sefri. One man d'amar holds, the dots are coming to tell us that Esav did not kiss Yaakov with his whole heart. On that, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, it is a given fact that Esav hates Yaakov. The dots over here are telling us that this time he did kiss him b'cholibay with his whole heart. Vayisra es enav, and Esav picked up his eyes, vayar, and he saw es hanoshim es hayelodim, the women and the children, vayomer, and he said to Yaakov, mi elaloch, how are these yours? Are these your slaves, or are these your family? Vayomer, and Yaakov said, hayelodim, these are the children, asher chonan elikim es avdecho, that Hashem has graciously given your servant. We mentioned earlier that Esav was makdim his wives before his children. He would place the women before the children, as opposed to Yaakov, who would place the children before the women. This pasuk seems to go with the same theme, because when the pasuk is referring to Esav, it says, "Vayar es hanoshim ves hayilodim." He saw the noshim and the ilodim, the women first, and then the children. But when Yaakov answered, he doesn't even mention the women. He says, "Vayomar hayilodim asher chonan elikim es avdecho," because Yaakov was always makdim and showed more importance to the ilodim before the noshim. Zokt Rashi pasuk lamed beis, "Vayizrach loy hashemesh." Loshim b'nei adam, it is the way people speak. Kishiganu l'mokam pleini, when we reached a certain place, heir lanu hashachar, the sun shone for us. Zeu pshutai, that is the pashup shot in the pasuk, vayizrach le'ashemesh, means that the sun rose for everybody. But figuratively, the pasuk says that it shone only and rose only for Yaakov. Umedrash agoda, vayizrach loy l'tzarchai. The Medrash Agoda says it actually did rise for him alone, for his needs. L'rapoy says tzaloisoy, to heal his limp. K'moy d'teimo, like the pasuk says, shemesh tzedako umarpe b'chnafeho. The sun is tzedakah, is charity, with healing in its wings. V'oysen shoy shem mi'ar alashkoya b'shviloy, kishiyotam b'be'er shova. And those hours that it hurried to set for Yaakov, when he left Be'er Sheva, now it hurried to rise and shine for him. He was limping before the sun shone. But once the sun started to shine, he was healed. Gid Hanosha. Why is it called the Gid Hanosha? Because it jumped from its place and moved. It is a lashon, a language of jumping. Their strength jumped away from them. Hashem has caused all my hardship to jump from me. Al kaf hayorech, it was on the ball of the thigh bone. Pulpa belaz, kol basa gavoya v'cholol v'ogol, any basa that is high, hollow, and round. Kori kaf, it's called a kaf because it is rounded like a spoon. Kemoi, like we find, ad shetismarech hakaf b'simoni bagros. By simoni bagrus, simonim of a girl that is 12 and a half. The Gemara says, ad shetismarach hakaf. One of the simonim are that the kaf, the rounded shape of flesh, ba'osei mokoim, is tismarech, becomes flattened. So we see over there also that rounded flesh is called kaf. So Rashi ves lea v'lodea acharonim, achron achron chovim. The further back, the more beloved. There is an expression that is used today when somebody does something last, For example, if someone is the last speaker of an event, and they will introduce him, the last speaker, Achron Achron Chaviv. The last speaker is the most Chaviv. The Makar for this Lashon, Achron Achron Chaviv, is this Rashi over here. That since Rachel and Yosef were last, they were the most Chaviv. But in truth, the expression today has no Makar to the way it's being used over here. Because Esav was in front. And the further back that Yaakov placed his children, the ones who were further back were further away from the danger. Therefore, they were more chaviv. Achron achron chaviv. The further back away from the danger, the more chaviv that person was. But to say in general that if someone does something last, he is more chaviv, has no makar in this Rashi. Zok Rashi, Omar lefnehem, Yaakov went before them. Omar, he said, Im yavai oisei rosho lihilochem, if this rosho wants to fight, yilochem bitchila, let him fight with me first. Vayechab keu, he hugged him. Nisgalglu rachamov, his mercy tumbled forth. Kishiro mishdachave kol hishdachavois halolu, when Esav saw that Yaakov bowed down all these bows. Vayishokeu, knock it all off. There are nukudois, there are dots on the word vayishokeu. There is a machlokes concerning this in the brisa of the Sifri. Some expound on these dots that it means to tell us that he did not kiss him with his whole heart. It is a given fact that Esav hates Yaakov. So why does it have these dots? He warmed up his mercy towards him at this time when he saw him bowing down. And this time he did kiss him with his whole heart. This is not the first time in Sefer Bereishis that we have dots on top of a word. We also see this in Parshas Vayera two times. Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes, on the word Vayomu Elov. The word Elov has dots on top of it. And also in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'layoda, V'shichva, U'vakuma. On the word V'kuma, there is also a dot. Ayin Shem. Zok Rashi, Mi Eile Loch, Mi Eile Liyoy Shaloch. How are these yours? Are these your slaves, or are these your family?